everyone. I'm Susan. I'm an alcoholic. And I want to thank Larry for asking me to speak tonight. And also, congratulations, happy birthday to all the birthday people who took cakes tonight. And this is the first time I've been asked to speak, so just be patient, please. My sobriety date is April 26, 2009. And my home group is Lemon Grove. And I'll start by telling you that I come from a family of alcoholics. When I was growing up on the East Coast, I was raised in a family of alcoholics. And during holidays or weekends, anytime, there was always a lot of drinking. There was a lot of chaos, a lot of dysfunction. And there was always alcohol in the house. And it was always followed by, you know, arguing all the time. My parents argued all the time. And I was a very timid, you know, child. And I never really felt like I fit in. You know, in elementary school, I felt like I didn't really have any really close friends other than the neighborhood kids. But when I had my first drink at the age of 13, it was just, it was beautiful. It was the friend that, you know, I always never had before. The first time I took a drink, it was an immediate rush, and it was, I actually was at my cousin's wedding. I drank Tom Collins. My uncle asked me if I wanted a Tom Collins, and I said, of course, because that was my math teacher's name. And and I had that one drink, and it was like, wow, I started to feel this great euphoria. So I asked my uncle, can I have another one? And so, of course, you know, sure, have another one. Well, I proceeded to, like, go to another wedding down the hallway, and it was an open bar, and I got another Tom Collins. I remember drinking it right in front of the bartender, and just ended up throwing up in the bathroom, throwing up all over the white table linen at the table I was sitting in. And my grandparents covered it up, you know. And in my house, when my parents used to drink a lot and have arguments, or, you know, there was always the chaos. The very next day, it was never discussed. It was like the elephant in the room. You know, no one ever said, what happened last night, or why did you do this? So when my grandparents covered up, you know, all this red stuff all over the linen, you know, at the wedding, that was normal because we never talked about it. And from then on, I proceeded to, you know, drink all the way through high school. I was a heavy drinker in high school and in college. And, you know, I never, ever thought I had a problem. I just love to drink. I love to drink, you know, for a lot of years. That was just something I just felt I could socially fit in with other people. And it was just easier to socialize. And when I wasn't drinking, I never knew really know how to connect with other people. I didn't know how to socialize. And I used to think, my parents never taught me how to socialize. And I just proceeded to drink a lot. You know, I had two children. I drank, you know, when they were little kids. And when I take them to the park, I would always have to have alcohol on me. I never even wanted to go very far, like to, I never wanted to go to like SeaWorld or the zoo or something, because I always had to have my alcohol somewhere or be contemplating when I would get to have it. And I just remember, you know, going to the beach with my little boy and just with my beer or whatever I had, and I passed out on the beach, and I woke up probably a couple hours later, and he's just playing in the water. You know, and I still see him playing in the water, and I woke up. And, you know, I mean, alcohol was my great friend for many, many years, you know, and then eventually, you know, in my 30s and 40s, I started doing things that just I would regret, you know. I would do things at family events or just weddings or any occasion, you know, I would do things that I would regret because, you know, I'm a blackout drinker, so I wouldn't remember what happened. And people would tell me, well, you did this. And, you know, I would spend, like, you know, weeks and weeks apologizing to people. You know, and I'd think, well, then they're going to forget that I did this, so I can go ahead and drink because it's okay now, you know. Things have calmed down, so now I can start drinking again. until the next event. And it just proceeded to just get worse and worse. And I did a lot of really, really bad things that I just would never, can't even imagine I did it. But I was at the point where I was drinking by myself. Because every time I drank around other people, you know, I would cause problems. So it was safer for me to drink at home. So I isolated. I drank in my home. I hid beer cans. I hid wine. And, you know, people used to tell me, you really need to stop drinking. I think you have a problem. And I didn't see it that way. I saw it as, well, I'm not doing anything wrong to hurt you. You know, I'm not hurting anyone. I'm just, this is what I want to do. Until things just got worse and worse and worse and worse. And I was in a very desperate state of mind. I was very lonely and sad and just in a lot of pain emotionally. I just was not a happy person. And I was really grateful to find someone that introduced me to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I, you know, when I first started going, you know, I was like so happy. I was on the pink cloud, and I'm like, I know, you know, I really want to stop drinking. And through working the steps and everything, you know, at first I was like, thought it was just about not drinking. I thought it was about just not picking up the drink and not drinking anymore. You know, once I start going to the meetings, I'm going to be recovered. It's going to be okay. And then, you know, it's been about, what, 20 months, I think, now. So, you know, up until like the last 5 or 6 months, I really I'm starting to understand the program a lot more, you know. And I know I'm just a baby, but, you know, I want this so bad. I have the greatest life today. You know, I hardly ever think of picking up a drink. Sometimes on a Friday, you know, like they'll just little like, oh, it's Friday night or whatever. But very rarely do I think about picking up a drink, because today I have the tools in this program. This is just a miracle program, and I am so blessed today. I have a great family, and my daughter, you know, trusts me again, and she, you know, she's so happy to see her mom recovering alcoholic. And you know, I used to be afraid of even telling anyone that I am an alcoholic, and today I'm really proud. I mean, just about everybody knows I'm an alcoholic, except maybe coworkers, but I am really proud to say I'm an alcoholic, because without this program, I would still be doing what I was doing, you know, binge drinking and blackouts and just miserable. And today I have the freedom and the grace. God has given me this grace, and He has given me a new life, and I am so happy. And I have a soulmate that I met in the program. And, you know, together we have a beautiful, beautiful life. We live in an alcohol-free home, and we are really blessed. So thank you.